Welcome back to Simple Recipe Box, where we turn everyday cooking into an extraordinary experience. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a summer favorite that's perfect for any gathering. We're making sangria. Now, sangria is one of those drinks that not only tastes incredible, but also brightens up any table with its vibrant colors. Whether you're hosting a barbecue, a brunch, or just chilling by the pool, a good sangria can set the mood right. So let's get into how to craft the perfect pitcher of this fruity, wine-based beverage. First things first, you'll need some basic equipment: a large pitcher, a cutting board, a knife, and a mixing spoon. The beauty of sangria is its simplicity, making it accessible for everyone, regardless of your cooking skills. Now onto the ingredients. You'll want a bottle of red wine. Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot are excellent choices as they provide a robust base that complements the fruit flavors beautifully. For the fruit, go for a mix of orange, apple, lemon, lime, and grapefruit. You'll also need 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1/4 cup each of triple sec and brandy, and a splash of sparkling water to add that refreshing fizz. Here's how you put it all together. 1. Start by cutting your fruit into bite-sized pieces. This not only looks great, but allows the fruit to infuse the wine with its flavors. 2. In a small bowl, mix the sugar with the triple sec until the sugar is dissolved. This is your sweetening base. 3. Add the fruit to your pitcher and pour the sugar and triple sec mixture over it, giving it a good toss to coat the fruit evenly. 4. Next, pour in the brandy and the wine. Give everything a good stir to combine. 5. The hardest part, let this sit in your refrigerator. A couple of hours will do, but if you can wait, let it meld overnight to really bring out the depth of flavors. 6. Just before serving, stir in the sparkling water for that extra zing. And for serving, ladle your sangria into glasses filled with ice, garnish with slices of orange, lemon, and lime, and maybe a sprig of mint for that extra flair. If you've got leftovers, and that's a big if, you can keep your sangria refrigerated and tightly covered for up to 24 hours, making sure it stays fresh and tasty. And there you have it, folks, your guide to making the ultimate summer sangria that's sure to impress. Remember, the key to a great sangria is balance and letting those flavors meld together in the fridge. Don't be afraid to experiment with different fruits and wines to find your perfect blend. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I hope you feel inspired to try this sangria recipe at your next summer gathering. Happy cooking, or in this case, happy mixing, and I'll catch you next time with more flavors and fun from the world of home cooking. Cheers!